We appreciate the thoughts on all of these. We, you know, we'd like to see contract language.
Yeah, we're going to work on that
up there. But we like the movement that we're going on these. We'll kind of withhold comment until we get a little more clear on the contract language. One small thing on the PIP with the multiple years, right? We think the structure already contains those incentives that you're describing, right? You're describing it as an incentive that if you finish it within 1 year rather than two, right, you get the increase and then it shortens your time to your next SPE.
That would be correct.
Right? That incentive is already going to be in that, just the actual completion of the PIP, right? Like that's our position, right? Because that PIP is either going to have time limits, specific time limits ascribed to it, right? Or it's going to have production ascribed to it, right? Like the production might be published 3 articles, right? So that triggers the incentive component, right? Is if I can get that done in 1 year, then I get that increase.
That's right.
You know, and so we don't think that you would necessarily need to have that 1 to 2 year component because of the potential problems with that. As long as you said, when you finish on the successful completion of a PIP, right, you would receive this increase, and then the next PIP, the next SPE would be scheduled 6 years from that completion. That's essentially the same structure without the restrictions.
Right, all of that, I would agree with all of that, except that the restriction really applies to whether you can qualify for the wage increase.
Oh, okay, so you're saying someone might successfully complete a PIP
beyond two years.
Correct. And so they would be successfully completing the PIP, but not within that wage increase.
Right.
That creates, I think, potential problems because there's already language in the contract that says that timeline will be defined in the by the provost, right? Like the provost has to define the timeline in consultation
of
the PIP, right? You know, so it's kind of like they're creating and describing two timelines in some ways. But
like I said, I would think that it would have to be structured in such a way that someone would have the opportunity to complete it within 2 years, but somebody might not.
Okay.
You know, because somebody might say, "Well,
yeah, well, yeah,
maybe.
We'll see. I don't know." We'll
get to
the language.
That back. Yeah.
You know, the other thing. So I hurried over to my office. This is just a copy of a previous MOU from, 4 or 5 months ago, just about the instructor lecturer promotions. This is already currently on the table. We thought it might be helpful just a little bit to kind of talk about this. Really what we think an MOU for instructional lecturer promotions would do, it would just have like 2 or 3 guidelines, right? One would be, like you said, like the rollout schedule, right? Like what do we agree to roll this out, right? You know, the second component is going to give some structure to what this should entail, right? Like what are the parameters of the evaluation, and then it will instruct the differing, you know, committees that are charged with creating criteria, and the departments which are charged with creating criteria, you know, to create those. You know, and so from a bargaining standpoint, we think that this is a much more succinct and streamlined progression. And then the only thing in the contract would be the percentage increase amount. And then, I mean, it's not immediate, but we would want to touch up things like order of layoff, right? Or you know, introducing new position codes. It's pretty self-explanatory. If you guys want to go through it now. And some of this language in here is boilerplate language that already exists in the contract, like the language about it saying. It's not simply a totaling of evaluations, but it's based on meritorious performance. All of that stuff is boilerplate language. It already exists.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, all right. So some, just for practicality's sake, we think a path like this would probably be a much easier lift than some of the other contracts, which have the entire structure negotiated within the contract, we think is, that can bog us down for a long time.
Mm-hmm. I understand. The larger, sometimes a collective bargaining agreement grows to the point where it's very difficult to read and find things.
Yeah,
and then implement. The more language you put in, the more opportunities for language to be contrary to other language in the contract. Okay. Well, we appreciate you having provided this for us, Jonathan, and we'll go as we work up our proposal for the contract language, we'll take this up and consider it.
Okay.
Okay. Does anybody on our team have any questions or anything else that they'd like to add?
No. Okay.
When do we meet again?
When do we meet?
Yeah.
We got scheduled.
Okay. Well,